Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, on Sunday, when I did find out pretty early about the lockdown for 3 days, I said to the other half, look, why don't you head up to Coles? It's about 5 minutes away from where we live. Grab a few things that we need, just the basic essentials, milk, bread, orange juice, that type of stuff. She was stuck there for 2.5 hours in line to pay for it. It was just madness. We didn't need toilet paper, thankfully, but people were hoarding the toilet paper again. Joining me this morning just to talk about this concern and I guess the selfishness, sadly, of a lot of people that decide to do this type of thing. Mayor of Cairns, Bob Banning. Bob, you know, we've got no issues with supply chains, but this continues to happen around the region.
Murray, in fact, we have experience with supply chains because almost every year we have a period of rain that blocks off the highway somewhere between here and Brisbane or here in the south, and the traders have learned to live with that. They've learned how to up their supply as needed at those times, and they look after that. There's no purpose is served by people overcrowding stores and supermarkets and taking, of all things, toilet paper. I don't know what the attraction is about toilet paper.
It's very weird.
Maybe they should be getting tissues and other things, and I can understand wanting to make sure you've got food stuff in the house. But the behaviour in the supermarkets at times, it doesn't become, I think, this area, this city, the people of Cairns, to behave like that. So I think it would be just wonderful if people cease that immediately. I mean, we're looking at a possible 3-day lockdown, and I think as every moment goes on, it's quite likely that we will achieve that, and it'll be lifted within the 3 days. Murray, I think if the listeners, please think about other people, think about the older people, think about those that have got to be helped to get this stuff, and supplies from these supermarkets. But the people who rush in and push and bully their way through there and then hold up the checkouts, it's not doing anything to help anybody. In fact, it's pretty poor form, I think.
And that was one of the concerns that certainly my other half reported back to me the other day. I mean, it was 2.5 hours the line to get to the checkout snaked all the way around the store. So she was stuck there for ages. She had a small amount. And there were some people, they looked like they had enough stocks for about 2 or 3 weeks. They had just grabbed everything. And as you've just said, it impacts on the most vulnerable in our society and the people that, you know, they need the assistance with respect to the day-to-day stuff. Having to be stuck at the supermarket for hours to deal with, you know, this greediness is just truly inappropriate.
Older people, mothers with young children, it's not becoming, Murray, and it's something that we, I remember once was a time when we used to throw rubbish out the window of cars as we were driving along. We don't do that anymore. This is another social habit that we need to break.
I think some really timely advice, and look, you know, importantly, sure, you've got to look after yourself and make sure you've got the basics that you need, but just don't hoard them, meaning that somebody else is going to miss out. Mayor of Cairns Regional Council, Bob Manning, always good to talk to you. Have a great day, and hopefully you're right with respect to the lockdown coming out tomorrow.
I've got to be right on something, Murray. See ya.